Welcome everybody back into another episode of The Grub Buds, episode number, I believe, 13. Fellas, how are your Mondays going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Surviving. Yeah. Owen, how's your Monday?
Pretty good. I'm really sore from the weekend. It turns out when you're like really inactive for like 2 years, and then you go and referee soccer and run around a lot, your legs get sore. So
I feel that.
But other than that, I'm chilling.
I feel that. Today, after I picked up this Sonic, I was walking up my stairs and whistling. By the time I got to the top of the stairs, I was pretty out of breath. And I was like, I can't believe I used to do marching band.
Right?
It blew a lot more air in. Oh, welcome everybody back to another episode.
Wait, you blew more errands?
Yes, blew.
Than just this one?
All right.
Every
just
time.
All right. All right. Welcome everybody back into another episode of Grub Buds. Of course, I am your host, Trubenstein. As always, I am joined by three very special guests. This week, we're joined in the top left by Owen. Domination 7 Dom. Owen, how are you doing?
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back.
Joe, in our top right here. Joe, how's it hanging?
Pretty good. Pretty pink. My feet actually don't hurt.
Oh, for the record, for everybody listening to this, Joe said he is hanging pretty pink because his light is pink, not because of anything else. Just had to clear that up. And, of course, down here in the bottom left, we have Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm also hanging pink because it's International Women's Day. Woo!
Nice. Yes.
Pink too, just like Joe's.
Yeah, you guys both got a pink.
So if I may ask, what did I miss when I said that I was pretty pink?
I asked how's it hanging, and you said pretty pink, and I said what is it? What are you doing? Oh my gosh! But welcome back to Grub Buds, everybody. I know I've probably said that I think three times now, but to explain what we do on the show, we eat a new or exciting fast food item, and then we talk about some weird news while we do it, and then at the end here, we rank or rate the item, you know, about, you know, on a 1 to 100 scale, how we do. So, on this episode of Grub Buds, we have the very interesting task of the first, that you guys, we're popping the Sonic cherry, and I know Sonic is actually pretty popular for the cherries. Life is going on.
Stretch to get to cherry limeade there, bud.
Yeah. But we are, this is the first time we're doing Sonic on the show. And I'm pretty excited here. And what we're busting out for is the mesquite butter bacon cheeseburger. I'll tell you what. We had talked a long time about doing a fish sandwich this week. We did the McFish last, or the... What, Filet-O-Fish last week? Jesus, why don't they call it the McFish? Why don't they call it the McFish? I'm upset. All right. Sorry. All right.
That's a good point.
It should be called the McFish. But anyway, they're literally coming out with like an Impossible Burger later in the year. It's going to be called the McPlant. And somehow the fish sandwich has to be called the Filet-O-Fish. I don't know. But last week we did, and we talked about doing more fish sandwiches. We were going to do like a regional fish sandwich episode, but then I slowly realized that it would have been three Kansas City area fast food chain restaurants fish sandwiches and one in Albuquerque, and that really wasn't the variety we were looking for among that. So we decided to throw a little change up. We're going to Sonic for the first time on this show, and we're doing the mesquite butter bacon cheeseburger. And I know I'm hungry. Since I've started thinking about this, since we made this change, and I'm ready to get a bite into this. So, boys, let's get into it. Let's get started here and get a bite
on
this.
Dude, mine's still warm because it's been in the bag the whole time. I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah,
because
you just got your food.
I just had the butt end of a piece of lettuce fall out of my sandwich, so it's not a great start.
That's a plus.
Oh, it's like a barbecue burger. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. Mesquite. Here's what I will say about Sonic. I think Sonic has some of the most underrated burgers. I think nobody ever talks about Sonic's burgers, and I love Sonic's burgers. I think they're fantastic.
You think they're underrated?
I think they're underrated, but they are probably slightly overpriced.
See, and that's normally the barrier preventing me from getting Sonic. Like, mm-hmm. I got this burger and fries, and it was $8. Like,
Oh, you didn't use the app?
Dude, you gotta use the app next time. Yeah. Half off on the app.
The app gets you discounts?
I got this burger.
Like half off this and happy hour drinks.
Yeah, I got this burger and this large drink for $4.
Oh, it's probably the fries that cost me so much then.
Yeah, that's why you never get the fries at Sonic. We were talking about this. Yeah, I can't believe
I
you don't
just
get
don't
the
like
fries.
It, alright.
Alright. That being said, what's your initial thoughts on the burgers here, boy?
You know, I'm actually a Sonic burger hater. I've been a hater on the Sonic burger for a while, but I actually enjoy this. The first bite was pretty good. I really like that mesquite flavor. It's strong, but it's not like overpowering, and I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy finding the pickles. The pickles, I think, actually go really well with all of this, all the flavors in there.
It's funny you said that. As you said that, I literally bit like fat into a big old pickle. So that's actually pretty funny that you mentioned that. Right as I bit into a pickle, but yeah, I have to say,
wondering, I was quite hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to pace
it's
myself.
Gone.
We got a 40-minute show, and I always eat every meal in like 5 minutes, and I know I need to be able to slow down.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. That's where I'm at too.
So we've got a 40-minute show. I've got one burger to last it. We'll see how that goes. But let's, you know, to help us kind of take our mind off of just devouring this burger, let's get into some weird news. And oh man, I'm looking at these four. Which one do I want to go first?
Yeah, let me go last. I wanna uplift the troops.
Yours looked crazy, so I do want to go with yours last. Let's go. Aaron, let's take us to the wide world of wrestling, but not World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to take us on a little trip to, I think, one of the most chaotic sports. I have never been a huge fan, but like every time that it comes up in media or something like that, I just have to consume it, especially because like I wrestled in high school. And like when everybody talks about wrestling, yeah, it's like, are you going to be in like WWE and like fake wrestle and everything like that? Like, no, like it's different. And like the South Park episode that I think like a lot of people have seen, it's like about WWE and like how it's just like more theater than anything, and like there's a wrestling side plot in it. It's like I was never a huge fan of that growing up, but I can appreciate it now. I love just like the random stories and like the like little things that happen, the subplots of AEW wrestling, mostly because I listen to a podcast with a few people that talk about it. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about is with this AEW match, it was called the barbed wire or exploding barbed wire death match. And so it was between Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega. And so
isn't Kenny Omega like the big name in AEW?
Yeah, these are two of the biggest names for sure. Jon Moxley is up there. He's progressively getting belts and everything like that. He lost his belt to Kenny Omega, so this is a rematch. And Kenny Omega named the match, and he wanted the exploding barbed wire death match. So this is something that kind of started. Sorry, Truman, do you have something?
No, I said don't we all.
yeah, exactly. So the exploding barbed wire death match comes from Japanese wrestling. It started in Japan and really gained traction. And so what happens is when a wrestler is thrown up against what is usually the ring, like things that hold in everybody.
Turnbuckles.
Yeah, turnbuckles.
In the
bouncy
corners.
Turnbuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually when they get thrown into that, they just bounce off and everything. But with the barbed wire, you know, it's actually barbed wire. Like they are getting stuck to it.
Sorry, the ropes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, ropes. Yeah. Ropes of barbed wire, and when they're actually getting stuck to it, it explodes. There's like a little like, or not
little,
always
little,
little there's like something that goes off behind it, just like pow.
Uh-huh.
and it adds, yeah, it adds a little bit of a, like a theatrical element to it, but it's also like looks pretty dangerous. And like when I was watching videos of the old Japanese barbed wire wrestling, like these dudes are getting gashed. Like, these guys are gonna be in trouble.
This is gonna be a bad
time. Yeah, it's you wonder how much like stitching that they have like just on the side to like gash them or to stitch themselves up like immediately, because they're just getting gashed. Like it is like blood is coming out, like a lot of blood. It's not something you want to watch while you're eating. So we won't watch any of that right now. But anyway, so this was not to that level, but these dudes were still getting cut the heck up. And it was pretty dang crazy for most of the match. You know, the explosions, like, not super big, but it was like there was stuff happening. And so they go through the match. And then John Moxley becomes unconscious. At one point, he becomes handcuffed, and he goes unconscious right in the middle of the ring.
I mean, unconscious in airports.
There's a countdown. No, he's on, like, true, but he is unconscious. No, actually, he is. It is air quotes. I'm sorry. I shouldn't, like, emphasize that. But he is unconscious in the middle of the ring, and there's a countdown. And with 30 seconds left, the countdown, like, all of the barbed wire that hasn't exploded, it's all going to explode at once. So everybody's kind of freaking out, you know. What's going to happen to Jon Moxley? So his friend, what is his friend's name? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Hold on, wait, I can.
Kingston. Yes. He bum rushes security. He's like, no, I got to get out there. I got to get my mate. And so he gets into the ring, tries to wake him up. He's still unconscious, and he is not moving. And so trying to get the handcuffs off, and then with 10 seconds left, you know, the announcers are saying, like, Kingston, you gotta get out of there. You gotta get out of there. It's gonna explode. So he goes and he covers his friend. He covers Jon Moxley with his body. And the explosions are very small. It's a sparkler show.
I got the video. And again, always more reason to watch on Twitch. We'll show you. We'll show you the videos, and you guys can see what goes on. But this is a pretty... I watched this earlier because we were talking about it, and this is an incredible video. Let's take a look at it. We'll start it from 10 seconds. How about that? Just so everybody can feel the sense of panic and doom that was incoming. Here we go.
Gotcha. Can they hear the announcers too?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
And then it's just the crowd booing. So, it's so funny. Because, I mean, they all know it's just so bad. Like, well, the wrestlers probably don't know how bad it was. Because, obviously, one's on top of the other one. So, he's got him covered up and all that stuff. So, like, they probably don't know how bad it looked. You know, they're trying to, you know, they're face down. They're just trying to sell it. And, yeah, that's...
It's pretty brutal to watch.
Yeah, that's awful, awful, awful.
And you know, like I'm not a professional performer or anything like that.
Right.
But if I was Kingston in this situation, I think what you have to do is, you know, you have to like look around and see how bad the explosion actually is, or at least like when you're rehearsing it, you have to like know that this is going to work, and if it doesn't work, you have a backup plan.
Right.
But there was obviously no backup plan. He didn't look around. He was just huddled. Like, you know, and just didn't understand that, yeah, there was, like, really nothing to worry about. So if I was him, I would have, like, kind of, like, looked up a little bit, been like, oh, okay, we're good, phew. And then, like, taken, like, deep breaths, like, sold it in a different way. But, yeah, that happened. Kind of cringe, but not too bad. I mean, like, it's AEW, and I think it's better for us to be talking about that, like, that it happened. Like in the bad publicity kind of way, because it's not really bad publicity. Like people are talking about it that don't usually talk about AEW. So
right.
Oh, I thought you were about to say. At least we're talking about it not going off instead of it went off too good, and we have some damage done to actual people here. I thought you were about to say that. At least it didn't go off. It didn't just kill somebody.
God, that's so funny. Do you guys ever watch like pro wrestling at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like my dad is super into it, so I'll every once in a while, I'll watch some clips. And I always think it's funny because, you know, when people say, oh, wrestling is stupid, it's all fake, it's like, well, yeah, that's the point. But, like, you know, obviously, like, the fights are, like, you know, choreographed and stuff like that. But
there's think, some I there's some shit, you know?
Right, there's some shit, but, like, I think AEW kind of jumped the shark on this one. Like, slamming people through tables, the table isn't going to break itself. You can't fake that.
Right.
But you can fake an explosion, and that was pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is actually, this show this week had Shaq on it, and he went through, like, three tables. They sent him through three tables. The guy jumped. Shaq was on the apron, like on the edge of the ring, and the guy jumped over the ropes, landed on Shaq, went through three tables. That's a bigger bump than what just happened right there. That's
Did Shaq win that fight, Truman? Did Shaq end up winning?
It was a mixed tag match, with like the so the two girls kept fighting. I think he did. I don't think Shaq comes
no
on to
way
lose.
Shaq right? agrees to go. I saw that he was on AEW, but I didn't know if he won. But I was just thinking to myself when I saw that there's no way Shaq goes on wrestling to lose.
Yeah, but yeah, I think wrestling it is scripted and everything. But me and my dad always referred to it as it's a male soap opera. It's fantastic to watch. There's a little bit of plot, a lot of action. You know, at the end of the day, you can plan a fall, you can plan going through a table, all that stuff, but you can't fake a 10-foot fall through a table. At some point, you have to fall. It, of course, you're falling 10 feet through a table onto the ground. But still, you know, I'm not climbing up onto a ladder and jumping off just to land on balsa wood just for fun, you know? Mm-hmm. I still respect it. Game respect game, well, you know?
I know you say balsa, but wouldn't you actually want the table to have some structure?
Well, that's the whole thing. Is
the
that
table,
like,
something
have
to break your 10 foot
no,
tall
I'm,
just a little bit?
I'm trying to think of what the actual like mat is made out of. Because it's like it's not like an actual concrete underneath, like a ring has like some amount of wood that's really loud. It's
just a dense foam.
Yeah. Right. And so, but yeah, I mean, the table's got to have some amount of structure, but you're going through it. So I don't know. But yeah, so that being said. Yeah, pretty lame there by for the exploding barbed wire death match to end with a bunch of sparklers.
Gotta get out of there.
Oh my god, he's dead. Yeah, and it's there's a lot there, but overall pretty fun. Let's move on. Let's do a little you know what? You had high flying wrestlers. I'm ready for a high flying turkey. You guys hear about a turkey?
No.
So,
I don't know.
What happened was, this happened in California. It feels more like a Florida story. I'm not gonna lie to you. But
oh, don't worry, we've got some of those coming up.
Oh yeah, but a turkey broke through a dentist's office window. He flew up, broke through it, broke into the dentist's office, scratched the hell out of some walls, scared some people, but didn't hurt anybody. It's,
What floor was the office on?
Like the first. This turkey didn't come zooming in. This wasn't a dive bombing turkey. It's still a turkey, you know? But Donna McDonald, the office manager at Gregory Haley DDS in Fair Oaks, California, said she was the only person in the building when she heard the crashing sound that she initially thought might be an earthquake. But to her surprise, was a turkey breaking through her window. They said at the end of the day, it didn't hurt anybody. It clawed up multiple walls. Gonna have to repaint in there. Some of the glass came in, cut the dental chairs, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, damn it. It's all lost. They have to repaint the chairs. Right. Oh, my.
Animal Control referred McDonald to Gold County Wildlife Rescue, which sent someone to the scene to evict the turkey. Evict. I think this is like the second or third story that we've had where somebody called the Animal Control, and Animal Control's like, good fucking luck. Call this person. What do you want us to come to that? What do you want us to come down there and control some animals? Fuck off. That's not our job. We're Animal Control. Come on. But, I mean, at the end of the, could you imagine if you called the person you're supposed to call And they just say, you know what? Sitting there with the turkey, just board yourself up. You'll probably be all right, you know? You'll probably be okay.
Yeah, I mean, what, Truman, you expect them to do their job? Like,
yeah, I guess not. I don't know. I think everybody's reached that point at their job at some point where they go, well, I don't get paid enough for that, so I'm all right.
I can just see him sitting in the animal control in some, like, warehouse, you know? Because, you know, animal control doesn't get paid enough to have, like, a nice office space. And they're like, and he's like, yo, Jonah, dude, they want us to go grab a turkey from the dentist office. And they're like,
he's like, no way. No way.
Nah, bro.
Nah, yeah. I'm good, dude. Yeah, it's, I'll show the pictures on the stream of the turkey window. The window that the turkey broke through. He broke a sizable hole. It's I'm surprised.
It's a turkey.
I'm surprised how high the hole is. Like, yeah. That's the funniest part, is you can see the turkey. And, like, I know turkeys can fly. I'm not, you know, I'm not dumb. But, I turkeys can fly this good? This is a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
He like, jumped up there. He's got hops. Oh, yeah, true.
They can fly, like, 40 miles an hour.
They can go.
Interesting. Yeah, but, I mean... He had to get a running start or something here, right? I mean, it's just some
hops. I don't know, man. Turkeys can scoot and are really, really dumb. Turkeys, like, you know, like, will follow each other in a line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the turkey in the back of the line follows the turkey in the front, the turkey in the front of the line follows the turkey in the back of the line, they'll follow each other in a circle until they starve to death. That's how stupid they are.
I feel like that's one of those things. I feel like that's one of those things that's a lie.
They'll look up when it's raining.
Well, I think that's also a lie. I think both of those things aren't true. I'm here to set the record straight.
In that case, you want to know something that is true? You want to know how you teach turkeys and chickens to drink? You put pennies and other shiny coins in the bottom of the water trough, and they get so curious of this shiny thing that they peck at it, and that's how they learn to drink water.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how turkeys are still alive as, like, a species, honestly. They're so stupid.
I mean, but that's all in captivity. Like, that's all under human supervision. Like, you're teaching chickens how to drink water, but it's because you are owning chickens and they're not, you know, fending for themselves. You know, I would say the street chickens are probably better at drinking water. I think your street turkeys probably busted through dentist office windows, I think, you know?
All right. Yeah. I guess I have to give some street turkey some credit, dude.
Give that turkey some street cred, dude. Come on now.
All right, my bad.
Truman, yeah. You yes. also didn't mention much about the last paragraph. Well, I mean, like, we did talk about it a little bit, I guess. But, like, I think it's crazy that the turkey did not appear to be seriously injured. Because, like, how many times are you going to, like, run through glass and, like, not be, like, seriously or, like, moderately injured? Just like, I can go about my day still.
You know what? And then I read the final sentence in that final paragraph after I just defended how smart street turkeys are. But it said that the turkey may have seen its own reflection in the window in a tactic confusing it for a romantic rival during the bird's mating season.
Yeah. That's my favorite lines from the whole story. Just ridiculous.
Where are your street turkeys at now, Truman? What are they doing? Crashing into windows for love, dude?
I don't know. That turkey get hurt?
I mean,
would you crash through a window for love? I know you have before. I know you have before.
That wasn't for love. Those were different reasons, but I have done that. Unrelated.
Yeah, but...
Incredible.
Yeah, I don't, you know... Here I was defending street turkeys on their intelligence and things like that. And then here they are crashing through windows, fighting their own reflection. So maybe street turkeys still got a little bit to figure out here.
They're not there yet.
But it's because there's no windows in the street. So, I mean, I'm still... street turkeys still. But
All right. I'll give you that. That's fair.
All right. Let's move on to our third story here. Which I believe is Joe.
Oh, is that me?
I believe so this is another wildlife story. Another wildlife story. So
this is a Florida man story, but it's a good Florida man story.
Oh.
So apparently, Florida has Panthers.
Yes.
As we all know.
They're a hockey team.
That's the name. But they're very best
hockey team in the NHL.
Shut the fuck up.
Very
dude.
Shy. So we'll it is rare tomorrow. For somebody to ever actually see one of these Florida Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
However, this Florida man, ding, box checked, happened to see four of them. Let's see, he spotted five of them in a single day, and four of them were all the same time, which you see here, he does have it on video. And let's see, he says he's been tracking Florida Panthers in the wild for a few years, and up until January 13th, he had never seen any. On the fateful day in mid-January, oh, this is mid-January? Posted the story today, so it still counts.
It's fine, yeah.
He waited patiently, and he was about to leave around sunset, and in the middle of the road, he saw a Florida Panther chasing a turkey vulture, and he went, hell yeah.
God damn it, that's my street turkeys again.
I mean,
that's great.
Tomato, potato, but...
So this guy just stumbled into a bunch of Florida Panthers all
pretty much, yeah. He pretty much just stumbled right into...
Right, I mean, they're very... They're very majestic.
I had no idea that Florida Panthers actually existed.
They're the state animal. I am shocked to learn that.
Yeah,
I'm shocked,
like,
it isn't, you know, an alligator or something that they have a million of.
I just didn't know that they were a real thing.
There's the fun in that.
What's the state animal of Kansas? Any of you guys know?
Box turtle. Yeah, it's a meadowlark, right?
Box, that's the state bird, I
it's
believe.
It's a box turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the box turtle. You're right.
Yeah.
That's the dumb thing. Every state has, like, a state reptile and a state bird and a state mammal. It's like, but what's the actual state animal?
The state mammal is a bison, so that's fair.
Hold on. Let me look. I was just, like, participating in the podcast here. I want to see this actual... Is that not just a mountain lion? Am I tripping? Is that not just a mountain lion?
That's a good old panther right there, sir.
I guess it's a panther. I am also, well, I don't.
I'm not tripping, right? That just looks like a mountain lion, bro.
Let me do some research, because I think what
I think it's
looks
different.
Like the difference.
I think it's different. Yeah. I think they've got rounded ears and stuff like that. I think
mountain lions look a lot bigger than those.
Right. I think it's different.
True, dude, I know it's weird for me to not know some stupid animal fact that serves no use.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
I
mean,
straight up
while
did not know.
They have to fool us. I doubt that they would just sit here calling mountain lions panthers for no reason.
What news station was reporting this?
CBS4.
Wait, okay. So that's trust. That's fine.
So wait,
the Kansas reptile is a box turtle.
The state fish is a blue catfish.
Yep.
So what is animal even? So what is your animal? If you have a mammal. And you have a reptile and you have a fish. Apparently the state animal of Florida is. Unless I can see Florida just being like, fuck it. Animal. We're not doing reptile. We're not doing all this shit. Florida panther. You're done. Good.
I can see them having a mammal and then also having a state animal because it's Florida.
Okay. Our state animal is the American buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
the state
right.
mammal is a bison?
You mean bison?
It says state animal. American buffalo.
All right, well, whoever wrote that article is an idiot. There's no buffaloes in North America. All right,
well, you can go talk to whoever.
I will. I'll go tell them.
StateSymbolsUSA.org.
All right, I'm going to talk to them. There's no buffaloes in North America. There's bison in North America.
Although, apparently, we also have a state flying fossil, so...
Flying fossil?
Yes, a pteranodon. Pteranodon. There we go.
Pteranodon, yeah.
Wish...
Oh, yeah, like a flying dinosaur.
Well,
okay.
This has
like
been a lot of worthless information for me. That's really
dude,
nice.
This is exactly my kind of stuff. This is great.
Yeah, and you didn't know any of it.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole learning experience.
So, yeah, I don't. They look just a little more panther-like. I've got them up on the stream for everybody watching on Twitch. Well, and now we're just looking at a person talking about this. Oh, yeah. You definitely see them chasing after that turkey vulture. They're going after it. Well, not really. I don't know if you ever watched a cat hunt a bird.
Just trotting.
Very similar to how cats always hunt birds, is just kind of getting really close to it for a while, hoping that the bird eventually forgets that it's a bird and that the other thing is a cat trying to kill it, and eventually the bird just goes, oh, yeah, that's fine, and then dies.
Well, Truman, like, dude, cats kill, like, 4 billion birds in the U.S. alone every year.
Is that true?
Yeah, look it up. It's crazy.
Oh, it was a mom and cubs, too. That's cool.
Cats are like the number one menace to the United States ecosystem.
Cats?
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude.
Because they just...
Because they murder birds so well.
And we don't murder them.
I mean, yeah, because they're pets.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not advocating for it.
Gotta keep my local cat population under control. We're going door-to-door checking for cats, ma'am.
Christ.
Okay, this might get you guys off my back. Oh? Kansas state animal is the American buffalo, or its Latin name, Bison americanus.
Yeah! Score one for the bison.
There you go. Okay, you guys are, we're all correct here.
Oh, yes, geez, sir. Jesus Christ, I'm glad we could solve that. Back to the Florida Panther stuff. You know, the story we're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've never seen a Florida Panther. I've certainly never seen a Florida Panther win a fight, so that's pretty cool. I've only ever seen him lose fights in hockey. So it's pretty fun to see him. It's pretty fun to see him get to chase off a bird every now and again, or like they're doing here. But yeah, I mean that is pretty cool. It's like a once in a lifetime thing, is what once in a lifetime event.
That's pretty cool.
It was they were on Miami Beach, which is even more surprising.
Yeah.
That's the part of it, is they're not in, like, I think a lot of them are in, like, you know, probably, like, the Everglades or up north or whatever. Like,
maybe something
like you know, any animal, I guess. But, or any, like, mountain lion-esque thing is always in the more reserved parts of it. So, Miami Beach is very surprising.
Well, I know, I'm glad I kept reading, because earlier it said that he saw him about 60 meters away, and I was like, I bet that cat's faster than you and that it could eat you, but, I kept reading and it said in his truck. So
That's good.
Safety.
Aaron, you got anything else here as we keep on dog, or you want me to dog on the Florida Panthers here a little bit more, or you all good?
I mean, we can talk about the third best team in the NHL. Okay. A little bit more, just behind Tampa Bay Lightning, and
we can talk about it tomorrow. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Anybody else got anything else to say on the Florida Panther story?
No, I'm good.
Going once?
I learned all I need to know.
Going twice?
Know
right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Owen, bring us home.
Yes, sir.
With your story that you really wanted to wait till last. And I read this title and I was like, I am interested in what this is about. So, yeah. So let's talk about it, Owen.
All right. So I had noticed a trend, you know, obviously – appearing on the show, I'm a big fan of Grubbuds in general, and I've listened to all the shows.
Oh, we all
and
are. Yep.
My favorite part's always the weird news. And I had noticed a trend that it was a mostly depressing news of, like, some kid, you know, almost dying in a garbage can, or, you know, someone getting their house, you know, destroyed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I went for both insane and impressive.
Okay.
And so this is from India.com, which I don't know how credible this news source is, but I have no reason to believe they made this up.
They've got some good quoted people in here.
Right. So this is from February 11, 2021, so you know, about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says, three Cuban nationals believed to be stranded on an uninhabited island in the Bahamas for over 30 days were rescued on Tuesday. Tuesday the 10th. I don't know what day Tuesday was.
Sure.
But after they waved flags to get the attention of a passing U.S. Coast Guard helicopter. So not only were they stranded on this island, the only way they got saved is they got lucky that the U.S. Coast Guard was flying over the Bahamas.
Jesus.
All right. So U.S. Coast Guard found two men and a woman who were living on Anguilla Cay for 33 days after their boat capsized. It said some stuff about, you know, the police noticing them, whatever, you know, they saw some weird flags and went back and found people. But that's not the weirdest part of the story. So upon their rescue, they got brought to the medical center in Key West with no reported injuries. They showed signs of dehydration and fatigue, as one does when they're stranded on the island.
Mm-hmm.
But their conditions were really good. And they were wondering how they were in such good condition. And the people told them. They apparently ate rats, coconuts, and conch shells to survive.
Yeah, like the
coconut
meat,
water
like
for the wind.
For 33 days. Right, because like a conch is like is like a bivalve. It's like a clam. So it's got like some, it's like a muscle, right? It's got something in there to eat.
Yeah.
But the story doesn't really go into anything else other than that. They ate rats, coconuts and conch shells for 33 days.
Jeez. So,
but they live, and they're apparently hyper chads because they live that.
I mean, that's a story.
Yeah.
That's the story you'll tell for the rest of your life.
That's what you tell for. That's what you tell your grandkids.
I remember when I ate a rat for the 30th day in a row. It wasn't as bad as the 31st.
Rat, conch shells, and coconuts. Yes. That's going
to
be the name
of my memoir. I wonder if they had a way to start fires.
Well, yeah, they had the picture on the article.
It's the Bahamas. It seems like they got a tarp. I don't think you need to start a fire.
It seems like they've got some kind of tent. And from the aerial photograph, from the tweet, it looks like they're wearing clothes.
It looks like a lot of trash. So it looks like they had a
little... I mean, but it looks like they have, like, some supplies. It looks like they got some, like, suitcases or water or something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's like a naked and afraid kind of situation. It looks like their boat flipped and they managed to grab some stuff. But I don't know. It's impressive regardless. You know, I wish I knew how they caught the rats, but it's still incredible.
Yeah, I mean, there's more questions... That isn't answering this article. Obviously, this article is more of a hit headline to make you click and be like, they ate rats? And then you click and you read and you're like, they ate rats? You're like, that's crazy. That's always the funniest part in these articles is literally they gave it all away in the article title. That was it, you know? People stranded, ate rats and coconuts and conch shells. You're like, I've got to read this story. And then you read it and you're like, they were stranded? They ate rats, coconuts, and conch... Well, all right.
Cool. I guess I did need to want to read this.
You're like, wow, that sounds... awful. Wow. I would hate to live like that.
Yeah, I mean, but I just thought it was a crazy uplifting story, just showing that if you're ever stranded on an island in the Bahamas, you can literally eat rats and live.
Aaron, do you think that you could live on an island eating rats and coconuts?
I don't think I could. No. Because first of all, I hate coconuts. I hate coconut milk and everything like that.
You ever ate actual coconut?
Like the coconut meat? Like flakes and stuff that you can put on, like, you know.
No. That's always like coconut. That's always artificial coconut. Artificial coconut doesn't taste anything like actual coconut.
Okay, I see. So yeah, I don't think I have. That's for sure.
It's more of like a planty taste, right, Truman? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's not good. There's a reason. There's a reason that it doesn't happen, and it's because it's not very good.
You know. Yeah.
I'm honestly not going to lie. I bet you could, with some minor tweaks, turn this into, like, some rich person getaway. Like, honestly, not kidding. Like, not the rats part.
Wait, what do you mean?
But the what part?
On, like,
keep going.
On, like, a Caribbean island.
They, like, pretend just... your boat crashes kind of thing. And there's, like, a crew to help you.
Yeah, you just, like...
Yeah, for those explore crazy people,
some huts off to the side, so it's not super like air conditioned and showers, but it's still like you're on a uninhabited island in the Caribbean.
You know, Joe. At the start, I was like, this man's crazy, but like as you kept talking, I could definitely see people saying this, like, you know, those super crazy, like those people who like free climb mountains with no
safety. Like it, those you are the could kind also of people. Do like different stages. You could have like. Here's the hut with, like, a nice little spot of sand all the way up to, like, you know, we're just going to bed, air conditioning. And then you get every range of people that would just pay money to do that.
Yeah, and you just, like, kick them off a boat. And
have
like,
an island for a week.
Yeah, or like, as I call them, the dummies. The dummies is what I call those people.
I mean, yeah, you just toss them off. You just basically toss them off a boat and be like, oh, no, your boat crashed. Here's a life raft. And then, you know, you have the light and they like paddle the life raft to shore.
Well, yeah, there's the people that like purposefully get kidnapped or whatever to see or to learn about hostage situations or whatever and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Tiger Woods does that stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen the Tiger Woods documentary, it talks about how like when he was like going through stuff after his father died, he like paid the Marines and Navy SEALs to like kidnap him and like go through hostage situations, and that's why his like knees and legs are so bad, is because they just kept on like wailing on him with like baseball bats and like would break his like literal bones.
Why did he do that?
Why?
Because he had to show that he was tough. He had to feel tough, probably. Is like at least what the explanation.
You're telling me that one of the only reasons that Tiger Woods hasn't passed Jack Nicklaus is because the Marines that he paid beat the shit out of him? Is that what? Yeah, that's a topic for tomorrow, man.
That's
incredible. Write that down. Yeah. Write it down.
We're just bringing Aaron. Aaron, you're gonna be the third. You're gonna be third host tomorrow for Tom.
I'm telling you, you need to watch this. Need to watch this documentary too, for sure. I think the Britney Spears documentary. If you haven't seen that one, Tiger Woods documentary.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if I would ever. Like, I think I'd go to like a class maybe if they were like, hey, we'll teach you like a few things here. But that's about it. If there was like if one of my buddies was like, I'm going to this free class at the community center. I'm going to teach you how to get out of a, or like some tips for a hostage situation. If I was like, yeah, I got fucking nothing to do. I'll do this instead of play video games for an hour tonight. That's fine.
Dude, am I the only one that this takes zero deliberation for? No, I'm not paying somebody to kick my ass.
I'll do it for free,
honestly,
baby.
That sounds fun, but like if I could turn it down from like the 10 or 11 that it's at to like an 8, like still actual kidnapping shit, but none of the like kick my ass.
No, crank that bitch down.
You're dummy.
I'm not.
You're
saying
still
I'm
a dummy. Crank that dummy switch down.
I'm not saying I'd pay for it. But it does sound fun to just like get fake kidnapped.
Would you let somebody pay you to kidnap you?
I would let somebody. I don't know, man.
That's a lot of trust
Truman, I'm sorry, not being stupid. If Joe and Braden and Aaron and Cole come to me tomorrow, it's like, hey Owen, dude, we're going to kidnap Truman, and here's $2 and a McChicken plane. From McDonald's. Dude, I'm kidnapping your ass.
That's fine, dude. I'll take on all six of you. I think everybody... I'm worried about Aaron. That's about it. And Brayden's got that reach. That's the issue, is Brayden can fucking get some momentum going on those fucking arms. And then I'm worried about it. Other than that, I'll take you. I don't give a shit, man. Come on, bring it, dude. I'll give you my apartment. But yeah, I'm a bit worried about the one who's stronger than me and the one that's taller than me. But I know none of you are crazier than me.
And that's why they go in first to hold down your arms, and then I kick you in the chest or something. I don't know.
Brayden's in the chat said, don't forget about guns. If you're bringing guns to kidnap me, then this is no longer a fun situation. And Owen should be getting paid more than $2 in a McChicken. Also,
in case
we just never covered it, please don't kidnap me. I don't even want to be fake kidnapped. I don't. Unless I'm very aware it's you guys, I'm good. I don't want to.
Owen, I feel like the situation where it's like, would you slap your best friend for $1 million? Bitch, I'd do it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But it's like, would you kidnap and kill your friend?
Well, like, have you seen those TikToks that said kill?
Somebody said bring guns.
No, we don't need to bring guns and kidnap Truman. We just, all I don't right. know.
All right.
We jump in his house. He's like focusing on stream. He's like, hey, Truman, dude, there's a new Pizza Hut opening up down the road. And he's like, oh, shit.
I'm going crazy. All right.
You're making a Papa John's, so you hook him with the Papadilla.
Oh, true. Truman does like the Papadilla. That's just true.
All right. All right. That's all right. Let's stop talking about roasting me for my food that I like to eat all the time or kidnapping me. Let's instead rank the food item that we are here to rank, that everyone's here to listen to us rank, if you don't forget. Of course, it's always the main thing that everybody watches this show for is how we feel about the food. So let's talk about it, boys. We'll start... You know what? For once, I don't feel like this ever happens. I'm gonna go first. And
do it.
He's locking up.
Here's the thing. What do I do? I've never done this before. What do you say when you go first? I always just roast everybody else for their opinions. It was good, right? We talked about it before. I like Sonic cheeseburgers. Hard. I'm not sure I could tell the difference between if you put this and a normal bacon cheeseburger in front of me from Sonic. I'm not sure I can tell the difference.
Did they not put much sauce on yours? Did your burger have sauce on it?
It had a little bit of barbecue sauce, but at the end of the day, it's barbecue sauce on a burger. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not groundbreaking, you know, at the end of the day.
Right, right.
And Sonic puts a pretty dang good, like, garden on it. A nice lettuce, tomato, onion,
yeah,
you know?
I was fine with those.
And so, I guess my ranking is kind of confusing here because I do crave Sonic burgers, which is the problem, right? Is that it's not... It's like the Bacon Club chalupa that we had. I like the chalupa. Chalupa's really good. 90, you know, 90, 89. But the Bacon Club chalupa didn't add much. And we put it at like an 87 or so. So
while it's just as good, it's not what I'm craving.
Right, and it's not, you know, if it's going to cost more, it's going to cost $8 to go get or whatever, maybe I'd just rather get the cheaper burger. So, I wish there was a little more Mesquite-y? Sure.
I mean, I guess.
I wish it was like an actually smoked burger instead of being a mesquite butter or whatever. But all that being said, I'm going to go 77. I'll give the burger a 77. That's about how I feel about it.
All right.
Which one of you wants to go last? Which one of you wants to be the first one to go last?
I can go next.
Well, but we had the circle. We had the circle going here.
Oh, wait. That's fine.
First one to ever go last who wasn't me. Who wants to round it out?
I can always go last. It's fine.
You can't go last. You have to go third no matter what. Aaron or Joe, which one of you wants to go last?
Oh, wait.
All right. Joe, rank it. Joe, go now.
I'm giving this bitch an 81.
81, okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't eat Sonic a whole lot, so my gamut of experiences is not as wide as yours, Truman, but it's a pretty good cheeseburger. I like the bacon, I like the barbecue sauce, I like the albeit probably fake smokiness in it.
I mean,
and
yeah,
so like not... you said, while I'm not necessarily craving it and I might just go for a normal bacon cheeseburger and put barbecue sauce on it, I'd still give this an 81.
Interesting. All right,
because it's a good burger, like you said, maybe a little underrated. Maybe it's a little expensive, but if you get that half off in the app.
Oh, yeah. Owen, how are you feeling?
All right, so here's the thing. As I discussed before in the very beginning of this episode, I am a Sonic food item hater.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that this was bad. I actually liked the flavor a lot. I thought it was good. Unfortunately, for this show's integrity, I guess, and for the rating scale, it is not enough. The burger is not good enough to make me crave Sonic. All the Sonics I've been to are slow. They take forever. They hire people that just don't know how to talk in a customer service way to you. Like, yeah, you know, you pull up to McDonald's, right? And it's like, go ahead. But you like you get up to the window and you're like, hey man, how's your day going? And you're like, oh, you know, it's going. Like they'll have like a small conversation with you.
You're talking to people too much at the drive-thru. That's what I
do. I am an extrovert. This is what I do.
I decided nobody. I swear to God, dude. If I bring your order out to you on skates and you ask me how my day's going, I'm punching you in the fucking throat, Owen.
Wait. You don't go through the drive-thru at Sonic?
No, I mean some of it. Sometimes I do if it's faster, but
some of them don't have drive-throughs.
Yeah, some of them don't have drive-throughs.
I'll tell you that my local Sonic is slow as shit if you don't go through the drive-through, and it's slow still if you go through the drive-through.
Yeah, so, when are you asking them about their day? Because nobody sits there with the window open. Nobody sits there waiting.
I'm just trying to be personal.
They say, hey man, it's gonna be a couple minutes. You got, and they pay it, and they say, all right, I'll be on in a second. They close the window. You're prying your hand in the window, open it up, sir. What about your day, sir? Sir, please, this is affecting my burger experience.
My burger experience, sir, please.
Your day, how was it?
Basically, Truman, you're ruining my immersion. So, no, but okay. All that being aside, that was kind of pointless. But you know, it's a good burger. It's all right. But it's not enough to make me crave it.
Interesting.
And so we've discussed before that the craving threshold on this show is around a 70. So for that reason, the Mesquite Burger gets a 68. Like Truman said earlier.
You couldn't make it.
It's not craving. I don't crave it. It's a burger with with Mesquite barbecue sauce on it.
Couldn't talk you into one more point there?
Yeah, nope, that's what I was going to say. Like, can't talk into
I'm not more. Giving you the, I'm not giving you the pleasure of writing the number down.
It's all not right. nice.
All right, dude. Owen, how was your day?
It was good.
I don't give a shit. We're eating burgers. Aaron, wrap it up. You're the fourth and final one. How do you feel about the burger?
Freedom.
Right. I mean, it's hard for me because, yeah, like the price is $5 and right. the size is like that. Like it's even less than that. It's like that because it fit on my tiny little plate like right here. So
I think you'd be surprised by how many fast food burgers fit on that little tiny plate.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, maybe I would be. But
everything except a water burger, probably.
I'm, like, just trying to, like, build a burger in my brain and try to, like, remember what sizes of burgers are. Yeah. Like, because right now I really don't have a frame of reference.
Sure.
But it felt small. It felt, like, not enough for what it was. But I did, like, opt to get diced onions on it, which I don't think automatically come on it. So the diced onions, the pickles, and the bacon gave it that crunch, and I really liked that crunch. It was very good, and the sauce was good. But I don't know how high to give it. It was, like, so good that, like, I would get it again, but at $5, it's also, like, I'm not going there all the time for that. So
right.
There value, are other better options.
Yeah, value-wise, not great value, but pretty good everything else. So I'll give it an 85. I think it was, like, if it was just a little bit different, like, price and, like, maybe another patty, like, I know that's asking for a little bit too much, that'd be an A in my book, but 85 I feel like is fair.
All right, so for reference, we got a 77.75 as an average score for this bad boy. And Aaron, for you, I think it came with some caramelized onions, but not, like, diced crunchy onions.
Oh,
I have some that fell out on my plate.
I got diced onions. I didn't get caramelized onions, and I was thinking about how I would have been really.
Because mine are softer.
I was thinking about how I would have enjoyed it more if it was caramelized onions instead of diced. And
I'm actually the opposite. I probably would have preferred diced onions.
What in the hell is going on?
What is happening?
And I thought the picture, like, I thought the video they showed caramelized onions on it, and that's, like, one of my favorite burger toppings. I was like, oh, that'll be great. And then it was diced onions, and I'm like, motherfucker. And you guys over here, like, fucking grilled onions. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, I'm fine with it. I just, like, I, you know, I've worked in fast food restaurants, and I've cut, like, you know, fresh onions all the time. And, like, what I just really like the taste of a fresh cut diced onion. Yeah. I just do.
That's fair. All right. Well, that about does it for us here. Again, the overall rating was for the Mesquite Butter Bacon Cheeseburger. Fucking shorten it, Sonic. That's another issue. It came out to an average score of 77.25. Gets a 77 from me, an 81 from Joe, a 68 from Owen, and an 85 from Aaron. Yeah, I'd say it's about middle of the pack. That's a good Grubbud score.
Yeah.
Nothing to hang your head
about. I think that's fair, comparable to all the other stuff. Like, you know, there's no way this is beating the Toasted Cheddar Chalupa.
Oh, no.
For me, do you remember what we gave the Apple Crisp Seltzer for Sudbugs?
That was in the 90s. The Detroit-style Pizza Hut pizza was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. That was
really good.
But yeah, like, for me, for, like, the shows that I've been on, like, I'm not putting this over the Papa John's or the Pizza Hut stuffed crust.
Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely putting it over the peppermint patty seltzer.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm pretty sure everything beats that.
God, what did we have the other day that was awful?
McRib?
I mean, the McRib was the first show.
No, like, 2 days ago, we had somebody that ranked, like, a 50.
Oh, was it the dip, dude? Or the dip?
No, the crab
dip?
That one got a
His crab dip was god awful.
I got like a 5 for me. I don't know. I'll remember it.
Shamrock Shake, Filet-O-Fish, and the classic chicken sandwich.
Oh, it might have been the pop. It might have been the Pop Crunch mix, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one of it. Might have been one of those. We'll figure it out. I'll think about it. I'll think about it when people aren't listening to us. Guys, I'd like to thank you guys all for coming. Owen, where could we find you at? What do you got? Anything to shout out here?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Domination7, DAHMINATION 7. And I may or may not have a show tomorrow with Truman, so stay tuned.
Yes, Tuesday. Are we not doing it? When?
Well, I was trying to, like, you know, because you like to, you know, end all your shows with all your socials.
Sure.
So I was gonna let you do that, but now you're ruining it.
Oh, you're ruining my immersion. Joe, you got anything to shout out before we let you go?
Happy Women's Day. That's what I've got.
Happy International Women's Day, Aaron.
Hell yeah.
More of the same.
I've got also Happy International Women's Day, but more than Joe.
Oh,
hey. Aaron is happier about it. Got him.
All right.
I'm kidding.
I mean, if I ever do get good at that, I'll stream too. But at the moment, I don't, so I can't.
It's because Aaron. I don't. It's because Aaron's more feminine. And of course, I have been your host, Truman Steen. I can found on twitch.tv/steammachine. That's STEEHNMACHINE. Also the same on Twitter. We do the show on Monday. We do this show on Mondays on the Twitch at, honestly, 7:45 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/steammachine. We also do the sports podcast. Dom, that's true. We do that on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/steammachine and twitch.tv/domination7. I'm worried about Joe opening this bottle. Okay. Joe is opening a bottle of wine. I thought it was champagne, but it was just a bottle of wine that he's struggling with. Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Nice.
I made sure I all right.
And on that, we should get out of here. Again, thank you guys for coming. Thanks to everybody for listening. And if you made it this far on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, of course, also thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. Hold on. Wait. What are we doing next week? I'm checking with my producers. Give me a second. Hold on. I'm checking with my producers. It's something. It's gonna be very exciting. Oh, maybe corned beef. We'll see.
Corned beef.
I think Arby's does a corned beef around this time, or some fast food restaurant does. If not, we'll probably do something else.
Somebody's got it.
See you guys next week for corned beef.
Of this nonsense.